All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Friday, and my co-host Sandy Williams is here, as always, and I'm glad he's here. Let's go to the phone lines, and Dave from Mequon. Hey, good morning, Dave. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl, Sandy. Just to clarify one thing, with the 87,000 IRS agents, not all of them are going to be doing, actual auditing. Some of it's going to be used for technical purposes, IT, end of things. Some of it will be for some other things.
Yeah, but Dave, that's not what the right is saying.
Well, I understand that, but again, there's the other thing is this. I was going to say, in addition to all that, there is quite a few retirements on the horizon because a lot of people in the IRS are on the older side. How do we know this? They've had massive amount of retirements. They used to have 100,000. Now it's down to 80,000. But back to CJ's point with the IRS. Again, rather than simplify the tax code, which would be a much better alternative rather than spending all this money on additional people to do this. And let's be honest, the IRS is extremely slow. I will say this, it's inefficient. And so what is happening here, yes, we're going to have more IRS agents, but it doesn't correct the deficiencies that they have right now. And because the tax code is so complicated, and I will attest, and I have friends who are independent business owners, and when they get audited, it can take months to go through. It's just the amount of time that you have to do to prove that what they have, is against what you have.
Hey, Dave, I don't know what's going on. Dave, I don't know what's going on with your phone, but you sound like you're in a cave somewhere. What's going on? Are you on the speaker?
Well, I'm actually in the car. I'm going over the home bridge right now.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me tell you, the path you're going down here is something I think we can reach agreement on, because I think a flat tax, and we were talking about it earlier, a flat tax makes lots of sense, and simplifying the code makes lots of sense. But actually, real estate developers like you would line up with their lobbyists because they like the tax advantages of the depreciation and the tax shelter they get. And so I'm not saying you would, but there are all kinds of private interests that keep this tax code complicated, and it's that complication that requires those audits.
Well, and my friend that I was talking about, he's in the car business, so he has, a tremendous amount of sales and what have you, and there's a lot of paperwork with that, and there's a lot of numbers being thrown around. And the thing is this, is that when you do get audited and you are a smaller company and you end up having to do it yourself, like I said, you have to expend a tremendous amount of energy to try to push back whatever is being thrown at you. And so in CJ's defense, what he's saying with small businesses, a big corporation, listen, they've got accountants up the wazoo, they got lawyers, they got all sorts of stuff. So they can afford to fight against the IRS. But with a smaller individual, that is not the case. And it's usually, you can get an accountant and they can take it to a different accountant, a local, and they can come up with some different numbers because maybe they didn't take advantage of, like you're saying, some of the tax breaks that are available. Or maybe they overdid something. I don't know. But at the end of the day, The tax code needs to be cleaned up to where it's not so complicated.
Dave, let's say what you were saying is correct. Who's going to make the determining factor on the flat tax rate?
I think a lot of people theoretically would agree with you, and I think I think it would be a great thing. Andrew Yang had some ideas that were along the same line. This is, there's bipartisan people who share these views. The problem is that when push comes to shove, the influence of money in politics gets behind the curtain, not in front of the curtain. And when they get done with their processes in Washington, the flat tax loses all the steam that it had behind it when people started talking about it. So it's a very sound idea, and it could be developed in a way that would be progressive in nature in terms of it not impacting detrimentally small income earners. It would be across the board benefits, but it's very hard to implement. Yeah.
You know, Sandy, it's right. You know, you just talked about, you know, money and politics. We're going to be joined later on by Miss Tiffany Mueller, who is the president with a national organization that end Citizens United. A prominent national organization, Sandy, will be having a conversation with her over the air. So, you know, I get what Dave is saying and others like Dave. But, you know, Sandy, you know, there are people who are cheating. And, you know, you can't say, well, and knowingly cheating, Sandy, right? It's one thing if, and they know what they're doing is not right. And so to say that somehow the government should just accept that, and then when the government finds and catches the person who's been cheating, just like they would the average Joe. I'm the average Joe. So the average Joe gets caught cheating on his taxes, Sandy. Then he is charged a penalty for cheating. And interest is accrued for the average everyday citizen if they're caught cheating on their taxes. So why shouldn't be the same for everybody else?
Well, it should be, and I'm not sure whether Dave is arguing against the proposition there ought to be enforcement. I think what he's saying is that the complexities make audits complex.
Right.
And so he's making a case, in my mind at least, for a flat tax. But if there isn't going to be a flat tax, and if K Street is going to cause there to be all these complexities, then the taxpayers, like his friend, are going to have this problem. And so what they ought to do is be arguing not against, on a political basis, partisan basis, they ought to be joining up with people who want a flat tax and argue in favor of a flat tax. Because if we have a flat tax, audits are easy. If we don't have a flat tax, audits are difficult, and taxes have to be enforced against small businesses and large businesses. And
Sandy, the flat tax, I think it was, I don't know if it was Mitt Romney or who it was that was pushing for the flat tax many years ago. But what I would say to you is, who's preventing the flat tax?
K Street.
Okay, so, you know, I rest my case.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean if we get money out of
politics. They can't have it both ways.
If money was out of politics, we'd have a far easier time moving in the direction of something like a flat tax. Because it's still true. I mean, what happens is when you start talking about a flat tax, all the people who have benefits in the tax code have to surface publicly and argue right. about what it is they want. So the people who get mortgage interest deductions, homeowners, need to flex their political muscle to try and retrieve that deduction.
Right.
Charitable institutions who think that having a tax deductibility for their deduction increases their likelihood of getting donations need to come out and flex their muscle. And it's altogether likely that some of those deductions would prevail. But at least they would surface and have to operate in the sunlight. What's happened in the past is that the tax code has been formulated, much of it, behind a curtain.
You know, Sandy, to always be opposed to the government and the government attempting to do what it can and what it needs to do to... You know, the government, it costs money to run it, right? I mean, the government is not some entity that has unlimited resources itself. The resources come from the taxpayers. And so to say that the government is somehow going after the taxpayers, man, I don't, you know.
Here's the deal. And what the taxes get collected very efficiently by withholdings from salaries.
Right.
So Tom, Dick, and Mary, who get a paycheck, have their taxes deducted very effectively
right.
from every paycheck. And that's an easy collection process. And the people who only have salary income probably never get audited because their taxes are very efficiently collected. And the likelihood that they've got income that they haven't reported is very low.
Right.
And so the people who do get audited are the people who aren't getting salary taxes deducted from their salary. So it's not Tom, Dick, and Mary. It's other folks who are getting audited. And, you know, that's the political problem that's being addressed.
And Sandy, you put it in simplest terms that all of us can understand. That's why it's so great to have you on, because you can kind of put those complicated and complex things that we struggle with every day and aren't aware of in simplest terms, and you just did. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Friday. That means Fridays with Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.